KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear skies and 19 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. It's 7:08. In the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report three people were arrested last night. 24-year-old Jacob Edward Eggleston of Red Oak was arrested at around 5:50 p.m. on possession of marijuana and domestic assault charges. At that same time, 19-year-old Cassandra Dawn Red of Red Oak was arrested on a charge of domestic assault. Eggleston and Red were brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Eggleston was being held on $1,000 cash bond, and Red's bond was set at $300. And at around 10:20 last night, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 45-year-old Thane Alvin Kinnison of Stanton on a warrant out of Montgomery County for fourth-degree theft. Kinnison was being held in the jail on $1,000 bond. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a trail of blood led Council Bluffs police officers to a hit-and-run driver Friday morning. Officers responded to the 1100 block of 6th Avenue shortly after midnight following reports of a vehicle striking a parked minivan. According to police reports, a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse was westbound on 6th Avenue when it struck a parked 2007 Hyundai Entourage, pushing it more than 10 feet. After striking the minivan, the Eclipse rolled onto its top. Witnesses told police they could hear the driver, who was a 24-year-old Council Bluffs man, cry for help. After assisting the man from the vehicle, witnesses tried to get him to sit down, but he said he would walk home. Officers found blood at the scene and believed the driver had a significant laceration. They notified area hospitals, but also followed a blood trail that led to a nearby home. A resident there told officers that her daughter had just left with, quote, someone. At about the same time, Jenny Edmondson Hospital notified officers that a man matching the driver's description had arrived at the hospital. The unidentified man was moved to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha with what was believed to be non-life-threatening head injuries. The superintendent of the Woodrow Wilson Middle School in Council Bluffs says three boys were cited Thursday for carrying weapons to school. Superintendent Marsha Bruckner said the boys, two 11-year-olds and a 12-year-old, were cited by Council Bluffs police and released to their parents. Bruckner said the students at the school were never in any danger and there was no evidence of intent to commit harm. She said the boys were just trying to be cool, but now they're in serious trouble. The boys are no longer in school and disciplinary measures are still being investigated. A Winterset elementary teacher is accused of having inappropriate contact with some high school girls. Authorities say 26-year-old Drew Lipovac was arrested Friday on three counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. The investigation into Lipovac, a third-grade teacher, began in December when a school district member reported an allegation of inappropriate contact between Lipovac and at least one high school girl. According to court documents, the investigation showed Lipovac was at a party in September with several students and had inappropriate contact with two girls. He allegedly had inappropriate contact with one of the girls later that same month. Lipovac was being held in the Madison County Jail on $10,000 bond. Iowa's largest utility is making another big investment in wind power. Des Moines-based MidAmerican Energy has announced that it will build four new wind farms in five Iowa counties. Ann Thielen, spokeswoman for MidAmerican, said the moves will enhance the company's energy portfolio, adding more than 400 megawatts of power from the wind.
We have signed agreements to acquire some of these new wind projects. For example, we signed an agreement with Clipper Wind Power to acquire about 200 megawatts of wind projects in Guthrie and Audubon counties, and also a 101.2 megawatt wind project in Adair County.
Another agreement is with RPM Access for a 103 megawatt project in Marshall and Tama counties. Combined, 176 new wind turbines will reach into the sky with the projects. There will also be expansion at the existing Rolling Hills project, which covers parts of Adair, Adams, and Cass counties.
When the 2012 wind projects are complete, approximately 29% of our total generation capacity will be powered by wind. We are the number one rate-regulated utility in the United States in terms of wind generation ownership, so that's pretty exciting for the state of Iowa to be such a leader with an important renewable energy resource.
She says all of the projects are in the early stages of planning and construction, and on all of them should be complete before the end of the year. While the dollar figures on the latest agreements were not released, Thielen says the utility is making a very significant investment in wind.
We started building wind projects in 2004, so when we have these 2012 projects complete and we have that approximately 29% of our total capacity from wind, we will have invested approximately $4 billion in the state of Iowa for our wind generation projects.
She says MidAmerican will again be working with Siemens Energy to manufacture the turbines at its facility in Fort Madison. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Donald F. O'Brien, age 81, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Madison County Memorial Hospital in Winterset. A funeral mass for Donald O'Brien will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Donald Sonny Earlbeck, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Sonny Earlbeck will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Harold Dwayne Landsman, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Harold Landsman will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Beulah Nielsen, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Beulah Nielsen will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Mildred Bancroft, age 78, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Mildred Bancroft will be today at 2:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44, of Greenfield, died December 31st at her home near Greenfield. Memorial services for Mindy Duckworth Grasty will be held this evening at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. James Franklin Havoc, age 67, of Shenandoah, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for James Havoc will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Matt Schreier, age 42, of Exira and formerly of Corning, died Thursday at his home in Exira. A massive Christian burial service for Matt Schreier will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Corning. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Anna Jean Ehrenholz, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Anna Jean Ehrenholz will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Grace Stewart, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Grace Stewart will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mary Bell Henley, age 96, of Siloam Springs, Arkansas, died December 30th. Graveside services for Mary Bell Henley will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene M. Reapy, age 95, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Reapy are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And James Jim Matteson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Services for Jim Matteson are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.